Welcome to the AAT PLMD podcast. Today I'm going to look at completion of the 2006-07 PLMDs. What are PLMDs? Well, they are the employer's statutory annual return of expenses payments and benefits in kind. The important thing for AAT members, PLMDs must be submitted accurately and on time. Failure to do this? Well, there are penalties for delay of up to £300 per PLMD, and then additional penalties of up to £60 a day, and even larger penalties of up to £3,000 for submitting incorrect PLMDs. Also bear in mind, HMRC usually tries to persuade the employer to pay any unpaid tax, and this is on a grossed-up basis, which can be quite expensive. Employers also have to submit the Form PLMDB, which is the statutory return of Class 1A National Insurance contributions and the employer PLMD declaration to say whether the PLMDs are correct in every respect. Let's have a look at the deadlines. One's gone. The 19th of April was the payment date of Class 1 National Insurance contributions, and this may have an impact when you're submitting PLMDs. The main deadline, the 6th of July, the statutory date for submitting PLMDs and Form P9D and the PLMDB return. It's also the date by which employers should be given copy of the PLMD information to their employees. And it's a date when certain people have to give notices of benefits provided to other people's employees, such as a hire purchase company giving benefits incentives to garages where they sell their hire purchase. Another key date, the final one really to think about today, is the 19th of July, the payment date for Class 1A National Insurance contributions. Payment of Class 1A must be made by that date, otherwise there'll be an interest charge, and penalties could be chargeable for failure to get PLMDs in by this date. Okay, well, preparation is the absolute key to this. So let's begin. What are the submission options? You can do it online. You do it, your client does it, or perhaps a bureau does it for you or for your client. Paper submission, perhaps when there's not many PLMDs to submit. A schedule format can be quite useful, submitting details of, say, medical insurance, but it needs HMRC approval in advance to agree the format. HMRC provides its CD-ROM nowadays, where you can complete PLMDs, print them off, save them off the PLMD CD-ROM, and then PLMD software. Lots of versions on the market. If you're using PLMD software, make sure you've got the latest version when you're doing the PLMDs. Try it and test it out before you start to use it for the first time. So what information do you need? And who should you contact to get this information? Well, the first starting point must be the payroll bureau. Is it internal? Is it external? They will provide details of amounts made good from pay. Then human resources or personnel, providing details of relocations, new benefits in kind that have been prompted by HR or personnel. Then, of course, the finance department, the accounts department. They'll have details of the costs that have to go on a PLMD. Is there a fleet manager or a leasing company, someone that deals with the company cars and perhaps vans? They will have to provide details of the car and van changes that have to go on to the PLMD. And is there anyone else that you need to go to have information to submit the PLMDs accurately and on time? Perhaps the medical insurance provider for details of the medical insurance costs. My starting point is always going to be review last year's PLMDs, the 2005-06 PLMDs. Review those PLMDs to reduce the errors. And if you haven't already got a permanent PLMD or tax file, set one up. Set one up to have details of anything that needs to be reported, anything that doesn't have to be reported, the value of certain benefits that perhaps has been agreed with HM Revenue and Customs. Is there a dispensation? Is there a PAYE settlement agreement? More of that in a minute.